The National Intro Report. Off the Beaten Path, Steve Elkins at the mic here on a Sunday night, and we're going to go back to the phones here in a second. I just want to mention that we are closing our doors. We're off on Memorial Day, Monday. I will not be on the National Intro Report until the following Monday. Ramadan and I have a day off, and we'll come back to it the following Monday. So no live programming, just rebroadcasts on Memorial Day. So it's a good thing. I like it. You know, we only do it a couple times a year anyway, and these guys work hard. Sam works hard, Michael works hard, Julie works hard, and it's nice to give them a little time off with their families also. And it's an important day. Like I said, I'm going to sit back and do nothing, watch some French Open tennis, and that's pretty much it, and have a nice meal and just enjoy the family thing, you know. Before we get to – actually, let's go back to the phones here. I've got some notes here. I want to talk more about this Texas shooting, the anomalies of this whole thing, you know. Law enforcement officers showing up and actually getting to go in, and they're looking for their own child. The heck with the rest of the kids. I'm just looking for my kid to get my kid out of here. Amazing. What's going on with law enforcement these days that they're not looking at protecting the masses all? They're simply saying, yeah, I got a kid in there. I need to get my kid out, and to hell with the other kids. I'm going to get my kid out, and good luck to you. Something is going terribly wrong here in law enforcement. If this is the new law enforcement, I can understand defunding that. Any officer that says I'm only looking out after my own kin and my own family and to heck with everybody else is really doesn't deserve to be a police officer. Again, maybe a security officer, one of these night watchmen or something like that, but not in law enforcement, because you're supposed to protect and serve all. It used to actually be written on the officer's car. Do you remember that, the old days? They don't have that anymore. It used to say on the officer's, a big stencil on there, to protect and serve all. To protect and serve all. That's selective. All. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Pat in Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. I was thinking this was your last hour. I guess I'm back on every day. But so I really wanted to tell something to you because you would understand it as a medical problem. Okay. And I don't expect you to know it but Ingrid Castle had a show about it one time, and I said, wow, I've seen that. Okay. Have you ever heard of a thyroid storm?
Yep, I have. I have.
Okay. What they're doing now.
And I've seen it. I've seen it.
I'm thinking what they're doing is they're trying to kill more old people and make the symptoms look like COVID. Similar symptoms. And what they're doing, this title of this was, we are facing a serious unnecessary health crisis. And it was my Alliance for Pharmacy Compounding. So it's based on compounded thyroid medicine for women, you know, if they have menopause, and they claim that it's helped millions. But suddenly, it's too dangerous. You can't do that. And the reason is because somebody compounded it wrong. Well, they learned how to take care of it. It's called, wait a minute. but they know how to fix it. But you have to be aware that could be the problem. That they're not on drugs, or just think about it. What would you think they were on?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is my experience here. I'm going to say that a good, I don't know if I'm going to put a percentage number on it. I know I can tell you down here, and I'm assuming down here is very similar across the board, across the nation here. But the elderly take a lot of medications. They take a lot of medications. A lot of medications spells out to having underlying health problems and comorbidities. The more drugs you take, I would say you have a higher risk of comorbidity here. And then if you factor in something like COVID coming in, a respiratory illness, it's, you know, maybe a little bit more stronger than the natural normal flu, the seasonal flu. And then you have all these other problems that kind of come together at the same time that you're fighting this one issue with a respiratory illness. Then you talk about, you know, the spike proteins, and you're talking about clot formation and the whole clotting cascade all screwed up here. You can mask it. You can mask it another number of ways, but they've actually already figured that out. And I can tell you from example that with the government deciding, asking or telling you, if you sign the bottom line here and say that this was a COVID death, despite having all the comorbidities, despite having underlying health problems, if you say yes, that you have COVID, we'll give you $10,000 for your funeral expenses.
Well, I know people, but people aren't agreeing to that stuff. I mean, yes, I don't believe that. So
they
the
are.
Point is,
they are. I mean, hold on, Pat. I'll tell you firsthand. I know somebody who agreed to that, signed the dotted line, and got $10,000 and buried his wife.
Okay, they want to lie. You know, lie your way to hell. That's all I can say, because there's a special place in hell for liars.
Well, are you calling me a liar?
No, if people will lie and say that, yeah, I had COVID, just give me the money to bury me.
Okay, you got me scared there. I'm thinking, man, you've never attacked me like this. No, okay, you know, people could lie. But
what are you going to bury him with a lie? But no. This is Memorial Day. And the fact is, a veteran called, and he talked about how bad the VA treats the veterans, and it is true. Trump got what was called, well, a bunch of people who also died. A bunch of people out here got it done and needed it, and he finished it off. He got the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, the fact is that I've been in medicine long enough to know the VA has been crappy for 60 years at least. And it's not fair, you know, to treat them so bad like that. Yeah. So what I wanted to say was the VA quit giving out Synthroid, you know, for a low thyroid.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it worked. It really worked. I mean, it kept them from staggering around, you know. Just give them the artificial T3, T4. Give them a thyroxin. Give it to
thyroxin.
Them.
Right.
Whatever, you know. And they said now, oh, no, it's too dangerous because one of them was compounded wrong. Really? One? Oh, no. Some lady who was 18 years old, a girl, she decided she wanted to lose weight. So she took a whole handful of them over 5 months, and it almost killed her. Well, crazies are everywhere, but most people, it says take one a day, that's all they'll do.
Right.
I mean, you know, what is the deal?
I'll tell you what I'd like to hear from, if we have any listeners listening tonight, I'd like to know this, because I don't know this, but I'd like to know, because I'm not in the VA system of medicine. I have been before, but I'm not now, and I really don't want to, because... I don't see it. Well, first of all, there's delays, scheduling, and it takes you forever to get into and see anybody anyway. But I'd like to know if any vets out there listening tonight call me in to let me know, because they were sending me a lot of texts and emails and all kinds of things about getting the COVID shot. And I've heard stories, people saying that the VA had decided if you don't take their suggestion and take the COVID shot, well, they're not going to treat you any longer. And then somebody came back and said, that's not true. But I'd like to know firsthand if anybody out there dealing in the VA medicine, have they been given the ultimatum, take the shot, or if you want to continue getting health care, free health care from the government here? I'd like to know the answer to that.
Well, I miss Trump, I'm telling you. Anybody who would take on the VA like that, and I checked and seen, and thousands of them got caught stealing the patient's medicine, you know? But the thing is, Steve, is that if all it is a compound problem, why don't you name the company who compounded the problem wrong? They did that on selenium one time. And said, they put 11,000 times too much selenium in the tablets. Well, the only thing happened was their fingernails peeled. Really? Well, they didn't stop making selenium, you know, tablets. So the point is that I think that this is another thing to kill the old veterans by quitting.
Well, costly. They are costly, and I think a lot of this is economics. They want to get rid of people. They can't afford the pensions. They can't afford the Medicare, the Medicaid. This is another way. Social Security, they can't pay the Social Security back. They want to find a way to get out of their obligations is what they're doing.
Sure, but the point is that I don't care what anybody says that we're a soldier's a warmonger. No, he wasn't. He went to serve his country and save us from communism. That's what he did. And he shouldn't be treated this way because they want to get rid of you.
Right.
And technically, you know, they're supposed to hire veterans. You think they hire veterans? How can they be 25 years old or 20 years old and be a veteran? No, they're not. They don't hire veterans. If they hire one, he's cleaning the floor. I have seen a lot, not only just when I was in the medical field, but so I'm just saying that people need to call their reps, their senators, and they need to say, you cannot allow them to do this to our veterans. You cannot allow them to do this. Just give them the Synthroid if it keeps them. Okay, what Ingrid Castle had on her show, and I said, I think that's what happened to somebody. And what happened is they'll look dead. I mean, their heart, everything. Their blood pressure goes up to 170 over 80 or something. Well, your blood pressure goes up with COVID and all kind of things, you know. Uh-huh. So the fact is that they are refusing to give them something that would make them normal, and then saying they're dead. Uh-huh. But Ingrid said once they give them the thyroid medicine again, they come back to life like normal.
Yeah. You know what I find quite amazing, Pat, is that these elites, these globalists, people like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Soros, these elites, globalists, they're talking about they want to limit our carbon footprint. So even Bill Gates talked about we have to decrease the population of the world in order to lower our carbon footprint here to save our planet here. But look at these people themselves and their lifestyle. They drive these cars, these big gas hogs. They have jets, Lear jets, private jets. They fly all over the planet. So who has a bigger carbon footprint on the planet? More so than I do. But they want to get rid of us, and they don't want to cut back themselves on their carbon footprint, which is excessive. They want to get rid of you and me.
Well, you know what? I'm not one to bring bad news and no hope, and I really do believe that righteousness is going to happen before we all die. I'm waiting to see it. Thought I'd throw that to everybody because it is Memorial Day, and just call somebody, a senator, you know, that NRA thing. You know, people don't care much about the NRA anymore. Do you know that for years that they would not tell you when there was something going wrong?
They seem to be losing some steam here, the NRA. I don't think they're quite the organization they used to be. They've kind of caved in here.
Yes, they have.
I agree. So, Pat, I need to move on here. I got other callers. Thanks again for your call. And you called in a decent hour, too. Good. At the very end of the show. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Ed in Utah. Welcome, Ed.
Yes, thank you, Steve. Good show as usual. Listen, just a little comment there on the NRA losing some of their prowess and standing. As the late, great John Stadmiller and I discussed one time, this was an operation by this great patriot. Yeah, Bogreitz called him a patriot for profit. I'm talking about Oliver North, who infiltrated the NRA, as Wayne LaPierre confirmed, and tried to take them down with all these scandals that he pointed out. That's what he was there for. This so-called conservative, like so many of them who are being exposed today, was out to take the NRA down, and he did reduce them a few notches. I think Donald Trump did himself and the country a great service by showing up at the convention, even in their flawed status, or, like you say, losing some of their standing. They are still the image of the gun owner in this country, and this was very important for his words, and I'm glad he took a shot at Abbott, not by name, but by saying others who didn't show up. The governor of Texas, where Houston is and where the NRA convention is, Abbott did not show up. That is inexcusable.
I think that was out of politics for some reason. He was trying to distance himself from this whole shooting thing and not trying to be pro Second Amendment, and he should have stayed with pro Second Amendment. Again, do we want to blame the gun or do we want to blame the person? I'm sticking with blaming the person here, and the gun is a legal product used illegally, so stick with the Second Amendment on this one.
Yeah, a couple points on that. Steve, if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned the timing of this. Just ahead, months in the planning, was the NRA convention in Houston, and so was their choice of unleashing a Manchurian candidate. It had to be that way. And when you look at the analogy to Columbine that kicked the modern school shooting saga off, look what happened there. Just ahead of the historical knighting, if you will, of Charlton Heston at the NRA convention in Denver, the Littleton, Colorado shooting, Columbine. I believe it was a week ahead of that. So their modus operandi is still the same. Their manner of doing things. It's up to the public to put two and two together. I am hoping over what's happened with COVID and the Canadian convoy through Rebel News and Tucker, that there's enough more newly awakened people that are getting information from RBN, InfoWars, Rants.com, and what have you, to get a larger group to see and expose this sort of thing. But you're right to be a fearful in that this may not be enough, just as convention this week. When you have, I'd like to use the B word for Mitch McConnell, starting to say we need to have a dialogue on gun control, that is him showing his colors, because he knows that he gave the Senate away by allowing Georgia to be stolen after he knew the election was stolen from Trump to put the Senate at a tie so Kamala Harris could be the tiebreaker. He stole the Senate, not Biden, Mitch McConnell. He's got his mind. He's married to a Shycom. He has got to go.
By the way,
him,
Ed,
and McCarthy have got to go.
Yeah, by the way, Ed, I'm going to hold you over. By the way, Ed, think about this. Did Mitch McConnell come out and say anything about the 2,000 Mules documentary? Hold that answer. I'll come right back to you, okay?
I'm not trying to be. Just any kind of man. No, no. I'm just trying to be somebody. Somebody you can love, trust, and understand. Listen, baby, I know.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Go back to Ed here. Ed, have you thought about what I said here? Has Mitch McConnell, have you heard anybody really talking about any of this at all as far as what I talked about?
No, in fact, the NRA, or excuse me, the RNC has refused to say anything on their federal website, on their national website. They are ignoring it. They're saying less about this than they are about the poor January 6th, there's your victims right there, the January 6th political prisoners in the American gulag. That is despicable. I almost feel guilty being free to talk to you today, Steve, when I think of those great patriots that showed up to protest the stolen election. And I don't hear Mitch McConnell or the rest of them, and even in that category a little bit, he might have a plan, Mr. Trump, not talking about them. Even his good friend, Mr. Stone, has told Alex Jones that he wished that Donald Trump would step forward and set up a legal defense fund for these guys that are up there with storefront lawyers against all these federal attorneys. So that's where I'm at. They're ignoring the 2,000 meals. And just a point on that. And by the way, this is coming from frankspeech.com. What a wonderful man Mike Lindell is turning out to be, forking out millions to get the word out and endorsing Stu Peters, who's even going after Kristi Noem for her hypocrisy with COVID, for another subject. But yeah. when you see that on Frank's speech that they're pointing out that that the 2,000 meals, Engelbrecht, Catherine Engelbrecht, and Phillips, the two authors, producers, they have said it's almost like a little plan here, Steve. They said now that all these theaters are showing them more and that a lot of Christian broadcasting and Frank's speech is showing everything going on with them and it's hitting a good stride, but they said that is still immaterial to what's coming in 2 weeks, toward the middle of June, and maybe like Breitbart, they shouldn't have announced this in advance, who knows, but they have, that what they are, the bombshell they're going to drop on June 12th, they said will put the 2,000 mules to silence. I don't know what they have, but Phillips and Engelbrecht, who are very credible, have said that what they have is even more important coming up here mid-June than what they have shown in 2,000 Mules. If that's the case, then maybe there is a plan afoot with those retired flag officers that are very upset with Biden and the woke generals, and maybe something will happen, Steve. What do you think?
I hope so. I hope so. I really do. I've been pitching this 2,000 Mules to a lot of people. Believe it or not, I actually did a show almost yesterday in the showroom for Rooms to Go. There's a big furniture store down here. We had to go get a mattress. We've had a mattress outdated. It's time to get a new mattress. And it was so refreshing. My wife is like, oh, my God, Steve's in hog heaven here now. He's talking to people that understand what's going on. And it started with the economy. Everything, price is going up. My mattress is going to cost more, shipping and everything else. And we started talking about the dollar and the phony money system. And next thing I know is I'm doing a show in the showroom here. I've got another employee walking over and getting into the conversation. I'm handing out RBN cards left and right here. I'm thinking, this is awesome. I'm talking to intelligent people who understand this. We got into COVID, COVID 1984 and the fake scam and this and that. It was amazing. I had such a good Saturday, and then I got a pretty good deal on the mattress. But the point is, it makes what I do here on Sundays and Mondays, it made me feel like I'm having an impact here. These guys had never heard of RBN before. Now they're going to be fans because I turned them on to them and said, we don't know anybody who talks like you. So now you do. Check out the network. I don't know. The rule of law. I do believe in the rule of law here, and this thing has to go somewhere. 2,000 mules is 100% conclusive evidence of a stolen election. They've got the people. They got them on camera. Now I understand they're doing some prosecutions. They're going to flip. I want to know, going in the interrogation, the bottom all the way to the top, I got to know who are the ones funding it. We've got to go to the highest. We got to get the big fish. The big fish, we have to catch the big fish on this one.
Well, I have a response to that, and I'll let you go, Steve. And I would like to correct Alex Jones, who's doing a lot of work for us right now, is the tip of the spear. He's got the big audience. But he was wrong about something recently. He is all, like Mr. Lindell himself is, all hepped up on 2,000 meals. There's not a problem between the vote fraud work of Mike Lindell at frankspeech.com and 2,000 meals. In fact, Mike is out there promoting it. But Alex Jones went off the rail a little bit by saying that they went off on a tangent talking about the computer vote fraud when the real thing was in the mules. No, there's not a contradiction there, I'd like to point out to some folks that might be thinking that, Steve. There's two things. Stalin said it. Joe Stalin said it. He said, I care not who cast the votes. There's your mules. There's the actual voters and the mules. They're the vote casters. He said, I care who counts the votes. There's the computers and those who control them. So Mike Lindell is very correct about that. That's why they're trying to shut down Frank's speech and bankrupt MyPillow. If you hear what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying. 100% on board. I agree with everything you've said. Ed, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Speed round. I got 3 in the loop here, so let's try to catch up, go a little faster. And I still want to get some more information out there to you before we close up the show tonight. Let's head back to the phones and let's talk to James in Mississippi. Welcome, James.
Yes, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay. You wanted somebody that is in the VA system called in. Mm-hmm.
I do. Is that you?
Okay, well, I am... Oh, I've been in it for years. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I am having no problems whatsoever is in regards to the jab.
Good.
And
so they didn't give you an ultimatum. They didn't give you an ultimatum, take it or cut back.
Early on, I was getting a series of phone calls. And the very first one, it could have been Sergeant Carter himself dictating what I was supposed to do.
Ooh, okay.
And I quickly told Sergeant Carter, under no circumstances was I going to take that damn thing.
Good for you.
And within a few minutes, Sergeant Carter said, you know something? I don't trust it either.
Really? He actually said that, huh?
Right. Yes, absolutely said it. All right, amazing. I get two more phone calls within, I'd say, 6 to 8 weeks, and it pretty much went the same way. And I hadn't had any more phone calls from the VA since then, because it was simply, I don't trust it, and eventually I don't trust it either.
Good, good. And are they doing the same thing with the flu vaccine with you? Same thing too?
I don't have a, I have never had anybody, I think I've got a repertoire where I go at a clinic that's, you know, in my area. And when they see me, they just say, oh, hell.
They already know.
You know. Okay. Good. Yeah, because, you know, I'm just, don't break that crap out, because we ain't going to play that.
Good. Good.
You know, they take my blood pressure, ask me if I'm crazy, and tell me to go on to the house.
Thank you.
That's
for your call.
It's
nice to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, because I don't know any people in the system anymore. So thank you for calling
in. You got to stand up to them.
Thank you for clearing the air and letting us know.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right.
Well, yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. I'm glad to hear that, because I didn't know. I don't know anybody, and I have no way of getting access to information in the VA system. They're kind of closed-lipped about this, what they do in their protocols or policies. It's nice to hear that they didn't pressure them. Well, they tried a little bit, but they finally gave up. It's good. It's good to hear. Let's go back to the phones and talk to JR in Georgia. Welcome back, JR.
Thank you, sir. But the only thing I want to bring up in regards to the context of Truth to Vote news media that's being reported, they're supposedly about to drop some type of bombshell.
Yeah.
But I find it discouraging, and I've been discouraged now for many months. And I personally have thrown in what you would say the towel on this fight in regards to the fraudulent elections that occurred in 2020. And because of McConnell and McCarthy, I do not foresee any reprieve from this current system that we're in. Now, what they're about to drop, as they identify as a bombshell regarding international intervention in our elections, remains to be seen. But Steve, it's getting really, really old now.
Yeah.
The 2020 fraudulent election.
Well, let me ask you something, JR, because nobody's ever addressed this. I talk about it, and I can't find anybody to give me a solid, rational answer of why in a U.S. election they would have servers in a foreign country. I can't find anybody to give me any logical, rational answer of why our servers for a U.S. election were in Frankfurt, Germany. I can't find anybody to address that.
Well, unfortunately, I agree with you, Steve. This has been a mind-boggling examination of what the actual elections and how they occurred and how this tabulations were made up. Is why on earth would these tabulations be put via the internet across the world? It's mind-boggling, and I don't understand it. I have no explanation for it, but it's something that's mystifying. Why did this occur? How does this occur?
Yeah.
And exactly what is the protocol for the American elections to occur, and why does this have to go through a internet process or even a Wi-Fi process within the local jurisdictions themselves? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes zero sense. Zero sense, zero logic. It was built with fraud in mind, JR. It was built with fraud in mind. And I got to say that I got to hold the Republicans just as guilty as the Democrats on this one. I think they've both been using a fraudulent system to keep an office or win elections. And so that's probably why we're not hearing about any of the GOP here, any of the Republicans really speaking out about 2,000 mules, because they know many politicians have use the fraudulent system to get into office. It's sad.
Yes, it is. And I wonder just how far back this does go. And I'm speaking in regards to even the Obama years. I'm not suggesting that that occurred, but it offers one to think that just maybe, why was he reelected on a 1.5% GDP growth after the first 4 years of his term?
Yeah,
I mean, this would not have occurred, and this obviously didn't occur between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. I mean, there was a definitive difference in the GDP.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. Here we're talking about a guy that wanted to get in office here, be president of the United States, Barack Obama, and that he talked a good game. He told people what they wanted to hear. But what we saw in the first term, and you make a good point, did he really get elected the second time or not? In his first term, he was hiring just black people, for God's sakes. He was hiring black people, and I guess that was the diversity program of his administration. But that's discrimination, as far as I'm concerned. And what we're seeing right now is kind of a repeat of the Obama administration. So I got to think that Obama's got his hands in this administration right now. We're looking at Obama term three right now with Biden, I believe.
Well, the thing is that the stress that was put upon the American people during those 8 years of Obama's administration, not only his presidency, but his administration, is the majority of Americans in this country did not receive any type of cost of living increase or a pay increase above 1.5%. And that's being very generous, I believe, in my statement. Plus two.
Yeah, never quite catching up with inflation.
No, sir, it didn't. And then the other thing that was involved in this 10-year period of Obama was the fact that your health insurance premium cost went up nearly 200% or 300%. I know personally for myself, it went up 300%. I went from $200 in 2009 to almost $600 by 2019. And that involved also an increase in my individual deductibles. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm middle class, guy. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
I'm middle class. And that was $300 to $400 a month income that was lost in paying for those insurance premiums.
Sure,
that was money that was not destined for the commercial aspect of this country, you know, just buying food, clothing, gas. It was gone. It was removed. Thank you for your time, Steve.
You got it. Thanks, Jr. Appreciate it. Good call. Let's go back. Like I said, speed round here. I want to get some information if I can, and we got to definitely do a nice closeout tonight. Special tribute to Memorial Day weekend, which is, well, Memorial Day is tomorrow, and we are closed at RBN. But I want to do a special closeout. I always do this every year. It's Chris Botti playing the national anthem, and means a lot to me. Makes me reminds me of my grandfather. Was a soldier, brigadier general in the Pentagon. At the time he was in the Pentagon, they weren't a bunch of war crazy, you know, idiots here trying to look for wars. Totally different Pentagon today than it was then. And he served honorably, as my father did also, in the Army and Air Force. So we'll close out the show with Chris Botti and the national anthem. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to John in Colorado. Welcome, John.
Hey, hi, Steve. Happy holiday. I just want to quickly, a week back, they were talking about these shootings.
Yeah.
And I, when I first found out about, at least the one in Texas, I didn't know there was one in Buffalo.
Yeah.
What got me, I happened to be watching a sports show on ESPN. Mm-hmm. They had a female from the WNBA. She was playing the game and she was off and they were interviewing. All of a sudden, she brought up about the shootings. And the first or second thing out of her mouth came, white supremacy, the first thing, and I didn't know who the people were. I found later on an 18-year-old white kid was involved.
Well, actually, no, he's not white. He's Latino.
I thought that was Texas.
No, the Texas is Latino. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Texas
anyway,
was Latino.
I found out later. Right. Right. But then it's all you hear, you know, and then, you know, complaining about this and that, and never mentioning, you know, their own people, blacks, mm-hmm. shooting each other in the ghettos.
No, but never do.
Right after that, they had must have been the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. They had a big spread on ESPN about him, his life, came from, and all this kind of, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you got a career criminal there?
Yeah.
And they worried about this, I can't breathe, and I said, because of all the fentanyl in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said, you knew all about how that works and that. It said, you know, they won't bring any of that out.
A lot of anomalies on that one, too. I picked that one apart. Yeah. The EMTs that arrived and never used emergency measures, that was, there was something very fishy on that one.
Well, and the training from that guy, a lot of those guys, they went to Israel, how to train against those kind of things. Nothing about that. But I just want to bring that up fast. But the other thing is, with Memorial Day coming up, and it's a big thing I always think about that is, for our service people, and every one of them, even the ones Iraq and Afghanistan, I feel bad, but I just say, I'm sorry you were sent in harm's way. Now, if you really want to go, then fight, well, go as a mercenary. But they had, on the History Channel, they had the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. Now, my wife's older brother was in that. And I remember him talking about that. He wrote he was getting money and then it stopped all of a sudden. Well, to refile, he wrote a letter and his experiences in the Tet Offensive. And I got to read that and you saw it. And then the thing they had live, the video and that of what it was like and people fighting and made me think about, you know, he survived that. And he got Agent Orange. Luckily, he was on his feet. He didn't get it up in his, you know, breather or that, but still. It's he's been up and down all these years, you know, he's going to be 80 even, and he survived it, but it makes you think that, you know, look what happened, and what's the VA done? Zero. You know, they shoveled him all over the area, and you could have sent him to a private doctor who could have taken care of that real fast, but no, that perpetuates somebody's job in the federal government, and it just, you know, makes you mad. But, you know, he's coming up again, and I just salute him and said, you're lucky. You survived all that. I was in there in the Navy, but I didn't get in harm's way. I got on a fire on a ship, and then somebody knows, possibly I could have breathed something asbestos and that. Who knows? I could, you know, you want to feel for that? Go after all these lawyers. Hey,
John, I need to move on here because I got a couple more calls in the loop here.
Anyway, thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
You got it. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I got to move on here fast. I want to make sure I do the closeout right. And we're going to go back to the phones and talk to Tom in Utah. Make it kind of fast, Tom.
Hi, Steve. Tell me what you know about monkeypox. We're getting a scam again.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it. Have you ever seen it other than in my textbooks? I've never seen it. So,
like
self-limiting, two or three weeks self-limiting. That's pretty much it.
Like all other pathogens that affect the human being and in the animal kingdom, they are anaerobic. They cannot tolerate oxygen. What does that tell you? If it can't tolerate oxygen, is it transmissible through air or through a surface or even on the skin? We are fed such bull crap, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah,
and that's all I wanted to say. Other than that,
it's a diversion. It's a diversion, and they're hoping that, again, the uneducated populace will buy into this thing of this emergent need to do this and that, lockdowns and social distancing and masks again. They're just trying to keep COVID around, and they can't. COVID's worn off. People are wearing it. It's wearing off. They want to take the mask off. They want to get back to their lives. And so we need something else. And so actually you can kill two birds with one stone here. With monkeypox, continue wear the mask because that's a problem now, monkeypox. They're just trying this, the same protocol, the same scam, just a different virus this time. And it ain't working with me. Thanks for your call, Tom. Got to move on here. Back to the phones here. Casey in Idaho, you're on. Casey, drop. Okay. Back to the phones. Steve in New Mexico.
Hey. Yeah, Steve. I was just going to let you know, I don't know if you heard anything about Sri Lanka, but I put it up on my, went through DuckDuckGo. They're really having bad problems down there. Their inflation rate's about 20-25%. I think their currency's going into the tank. And what they're doing is they're going around taking stuff out of stores and some of the grocery stores, and they're burning them down. And with some of the politicians, they're grabbing them, beating them up, burning their cars and burning their homes. So, you know, you can check it out. You know, all you have to do is just put in Sri Lanka, you know, come up with what's today's happening there. And on the shooting and stuff, everything I've heard, it just seems like it's just nothing more than MK Ultra to me.
It does.
You know,
it does.
Stuff. It's another setup, you know, because that kid that shot up that, what was it, a movie deal up there in Colorado?
Yeah.
That time, that guy was so out of his mind. Well, I didn't, you know, look at much of the case, but it was like, to me, he's like, where am I or what am I doing, you know, type of deal. Yeah. So, and then for Beta, we got a new name for him down there in Texas.
What's that?
We call him Beta the Dork.
Okay.
Beta the Dork. That's what we call him. So anyway, well, enjoy your day off tomorrow and everything. So
we'll do. Appreciate that.
And
thank
we'll
you, Steve.
Guess we'll see you. You bet. Bye-bye.
Yep. Appreciate that. Yeah. You know, Donald Trump's actually said, and I'd have to agree with this here, when his comments about the Uvalde, Texas shooting here with this 18-year-old shooter. I got a cough. That's nice. I can talk, turn the mic off. Can you imagine what this country could do with if we had $56 billion to fix a lot of our problems here that we just pretty much, let's say, we pissed it away in Ukraine, and it's not enough. Zelensky wants more and more and more. This is like a major money pit here. But $56 billion, well, how much was it to build the wall on the southern borders? How much was that proposed? Was it $8 billion, $13 billion, somewhere in that region? Yeah, it should have happened. It should have been built on Donald Trump's watch there. I'm disappointed. Like I said, I've talked before. What's going to change? What will change if Donald Trump gets another term? What will change? He still has all these people hating him. He's got rhinos hating him. He's got Democrats hating him. He's got the media hates him. So he's going to go back in and what? Change what now? He's going to continue on doing what? Fighting the battles he fought the first 4 years and not getting anything done. I'm very disappointed. If Ronald Reagan had been placed in the same situation with this southern border issue, what would Ronald Reagan done? He would have built the damn wall. He would have got his little pen out. He would have written an executive order and says, we're going to build this. It protects the nation. And anybody who goes against this is a communist, as far as I'm concerned. And he would go after that person for not supporting something to protect this nation. So we would have built the wall. That would have been done on Donald Trump's watch. And it wasn't done. So it shows me he's a weak president. He was a weak president. We'll leave it at that. The thing about the domino effect of the wall, not having the wall. You got sex trafficking coming in. You got drugs coming in. You got violence coming in. You got MS-13 coming in. You got number of reasons why the wall should just been built, and there should have been no argument about it. Executive order. But $56 billion that's gone to Ukraine, it's a money pit. We keep sending more and more money over. It's ridiculous. And it's going to continue, I guess. Getting back to the security issues that for these school shootings that we see occasionally here. Like I said, they've supposedly put in new protocols in place in all these different schools. So I'm not sure how this kid got in. And like I said, the story's been changing. It's been altered, new additions, so you know you're being lied to. When the story changes and new additions are being added or taken away, there's no set story yet. They just keep mutating and changing it. But $56 billion, if you want good security, you want security in your schools to protect your children, you know who you need to talk to? You need to talk to the Israelis. Israelis know how to do security. They don't have school shootings. They don't have these problems. They don't have Palestinians blowing things up anymore. They figured it out how to do the security. That's where you go with that. Hey Sam, keep me at cue on the song as far as the outgoing song. Jeez. Cough. Sound like Mike Rivera. He coughs a lot too. So that's pretty much where we go with that. Last thing I want to tell you about real quick here is Donald Trump. This last Save America rally, which was on Saturday in Casper, Wyoming, to support candidate Harriet Hagman, who is seeking to oust Republican Liz Cheney for a congressional seat. I don't think there's going to be a problem here with that one. So I'd say goodbye to Liz Cheney. She's history. Definitely, unless we're talking about rigged elections again here, that could bring her a win in August. But other than that, I'd say she's pretty much done in August for the primary. Liz Cheney is not well liked. She's not even well liked among her own people. Republicans, a rhino is what she is. Embarrassing. She should just switch parties. I mean, you are a Democrat just acting as a Republican. Surprising her father not more outspoken to say, you know, get out of this. You're a Democrat. You're not a Republican. But there it is. If she gets in, a miracle or a rigged election, one or the other, it's got to be one of those situations. I just don't see this woman having any pull to win an election. Other than that, like I said, we're off on Monday. We're taking some time off, just one day. I'll be back again on my show on Sunday. Other than that, the following Monday. Looking forward to having Ron McDonald back. Interesting, what else can I get before we get to the closeout from Chris Botti, the national anthem, is that the baby formula shortage. We understand that Australia's kicking in some baby formula to send to the United States. I mean, I don't know. How long is that going to last? Last shipment we saw from Germany was 27,000 infants and toddlers. 1 week. Health, happy, and safe travels, everybody. I'll see you next time around. Take care.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.